the way I've been starting a lot of these conversations with the candidates is to basically ask, why this election? Why now?
This election is going to be a change right across the country. I think that the existing regime isn't serving Canada well, and it's certainly not serving communities well. Mm-hmm. In our particular riding, we haven't had real representation in a couple of decades, in my view. So for me, I have looked long and hard at running in this election and decided that I just couldn't sit on the sidelines anymore. I've had an opinion for a long time. I've expressed that opinion rather broadly, and it was time to put up or shut up.
This has long been a conservative country. Why do you think the Liberals have a chance here?
Well, as I mentioned, the change. I think that this riding, while it has been sending a conservative representative to Ottawa for a long time, I don't know that that necessarily reflects the thinking of the residents in the riding. Realistically, there hasn't been a significant candidate offered as a viable option or choice in most of the other parties.
And what makes you significant then?
Well, I've been here a long time, and I have been working hard in this riding. I have participated in boards of all different sorts. The work at the museum is 22 years in, and we've got a fabulous community forum that's been built, which the philosophy behind that is a safe place for difficult discussions. And the museum has earned itself a place in the hearts, not only of the Prince George residents that use it, but our long-haul visitors, as well as the region that we also support. I've been involved in every step of that. I have worked long and hard with tourism, Northern BC Tourism, as well as Tourism Prince George, and that's given me a much broader look at the north of the province. I've been involved with the Emily Carr University and its shift from being a college into being a university. I sat on that board of governors. I've served on national boards, helped with the National Broadband Selection Committee some 15, 16 years ago. So I have helped to build this community in the last couple of decades, and I don't think that the Liberals have offered up a candidate prior that has those kinds of credentials.
If elected, what do you think you can achieve?
Regardless of where I end up in Ottawa, I'm no shrinking violet. I am quite happy to express my opinion, and I love this area. And so I'm going to fight for this area. Mm-hmm. I believe that we need investment. I believe that we need to be heard at the policy tables. And we can't be heard if we're not sitting there and shaking our fists and saying, hey, we have an opinion too, and we have a right to be heard. We have had the same rep for the last couple of decades, and he doesn't even live in the riding, nor has he ever spoken up on the national stage that I'm aware of, at least not in a way that's impacted positively in this community.
One of the things that your leader, Justin Trudeau, has come out in favor of is a lot of infrastructure projects. Mm-hmm. Anything that you've identified in the Prince George Caribou region that you would identify, something you'd shout about and not shrink over?
I absolutely love this infrastructure announcement. And the fact that the municipalities get to decide what they want to do with that money within their own municipalities is great. So talking to mayors around my riding, there's interest in, there's an arena project in Quesnel that needs to happen. I've had individuals in Quesnel talk about social housing. Mm-hmm. Right here in Prince George, there's obviously roads. Everyone loves to talk roads in Prince George. I know that there's wastewater projects. There's the Performing Arts Center sitting out there. Social housing, public transit, there's just so many options for this infrastructure project money that I think it's going to really help to build the North and really move us light years ahead in terms of what we can do within our communities.
One of the things, though, that you've spoken out about is the reopening of a Veteran Affairs office in Prince George. What do you think needs to happen at Veteran Affairs to improve the lot of veterans in this country?
What Mr. Trudeau has been talking about is essentially rolling back some of the changes that came in 2006 around pensions, giving veterans the option of the lump sum payment or a lifetime pension, changing accessibility to the Veterans Services offices. I mean, that's significant right across the country. Yes, it's a big deal in Prince George, but it's not just Prince George that our office served. It's the entire northern part of the province. Mm-hmm. Having administrative staff from your MP's office, as Mr. Zimmer has suggested, come to Prince George once a week, which he hasn't done, although he said he will do, they don't have the expertise. In talking to the veterans at the Legion, they need someone that they can have a relationship with, someone that understands their individual situation and can help them wend their way through the various paperworks and programs and policies that they need to be able to access. I think it's important to realize and recognize that these men and women are putting themselves in harm's way to protect all of us. And we have a social contract with them that says, thank you for protecting us. And when you come back, we're going to protect you. And it's just, a philosophical difference between the liberal philosophy and the conservative philosophy in how we deal with veterans and first responders.
But it was a liberal policy and that initially brought out that lump sum payment that vets would get. Do you think the liberals have had a what they call a quote-unquote come-to-God moment where they realize it was a bad policy to introduce and they need to revisit it?
In fairness, the Liberal Party's been gutted in the last 10, 12 years. It's just been wiped right off the face of the country. And you know what? They had it coming. We had it coming. But the rebuilding process has allowed us to really get in touch with all of the individuals in Canada that aren't happy with the alternatives they've been given since the Liberal Party's demise. And the rebuilding of that has resulted in a platform that is really grassroots driven. And each piece of that platform, the further into it I get, the more I realize just how driven by the individuals that it affects it really has been. And so the veterans component of that is responsive to veterans. The lump sum payment that was brought in by the Liberal government, however many years ago that happened, probably wasn't the right choice. And the Liberal government, by the time it was voted out of office, I would argue wasn't particularly connected to the individual Canadians that it was trying to serve. I think this Liberal government will be.
Tracy Colageros is with me, and she's the Liberal candidate for the Cariboo-Prince George riding in the upcoming federal election on October 19th. So much of what happens in northern BC is so complex. You have a whole bunch of industry. But on the flip side, you have First Nations interests, you have environmental interests. What do you think your role will be in trying to navigate those waters?
My entire adult career has been based on building consensus, bringing people together with differing ideas of how to get to the same end and getting the best and ideas out of all of them and then putting them together and moving forward as a group. That's what has always attracted me to the Liberal Party. Even at its worst a million years ago, the Liberal Party was all about trying to take expertise wherever they could find it and pulling together to build a country. I think the same is very true in our region. Yes, there are some divisive issues, but really we're all here living in the north because we want to be. We love the area. We love the outdoors. We're engaged in the kind of lifestyle that we can have by being a northern Canadian. So whether
a lot of us are employed in businesses that require a lot of this industry to go forward.
Oh, for sure. And we all have different ideas of how we want the north to look and how we want it to grow. So bringing all of those people to the same table and working our way through a process, I mean, that's uniquely Canadian, is it not? We're stronger because of our differences, not in spite of them. And so that, I really feel, is one of the key roles for an MP, not only to be a voice in Ottawa, but to be a consensus builder within the riding itself, so that when we do go to Ottawa, we're speaking with one voice. Divide and conquer works very well, and Mr. Harper has worked very hard at keeping all of us singing from different song sheets so it's easy to play one off against the other. Mm-hmm. I say we come together as a group, decide where we have commonalities, find our common interests, and then figure out who's got the best ideas to contribute towards furthering those common interests. It's worked for me. Sorry, it's worked for me so far.
There's long-term goals and short-term goals. So as we wrap up here this morning, if you were elected as the next MP from Prince George Cariboo, what would be a couple of the early priorities you would go to Ottawa to heavily work on?
I believe that the infrastructure announcement that has just come out is one of the most significant announcements in Canadian history. And that has the ability to be impactful on the short term in all of the municipalities throughout this riding. So I would say that short-term goals would be to determine municipality by municipality what the key projects are, what order they want them done in, and then to be the champion for those projects in Ottawa as the infrastructure program is rolled out and shaped, because it will be built and shaped starting on October 20th. The other short-term thing that I think is very important, particularly in this area, is the inquiry into the missing and murdered women. That can't be ignored. It shouldn't be ignored. And it's an immediate need, an immediate project. It's something else that I think has to be looked at right away. Long-term, it's growth. It's getting this region working together as a region, recognizing that we're all neighbors regardless of what logo we've got on our lapel at the moment, and knowing that what we've got is a little slice of heaven here in northern BC, and we just want to make it better and make sure that it's there for our kids.
Tracy Collegeros has been my guest here this morning. She's the Liberal candidate for the Cariboo Prince George riding. And, of course, we've invited all the candidates in the northern BC ridings to join us here on Daybreak, and we'll take as many as will accept our invitation. And we want to make sure that you're tuned in and informed on the decision when you vote in October. Tracy Collegeros, thank you so much for joining us on Daybreak, and all the best with your campaign.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.